Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
So residents in Westbury have been unhappy with the supply of water. And in fact, yesterday there was a protest and, you know, not many media houses were there to cover it. Today, unfortunately, the police and residents clashed. This is after locals blocked roads and bricks were all over the place. And the issue here is water outages and water supplies. So on the line with us is Lolly Williams, who's a Coronationville resident. Lolly, thank you so much for speaking to us here on Point of View. Welcome. Hello, Lolly. Can you hear us?
Yes, Canelo, I can hear you.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us this evening. Lolly, tell us what happened and what the issue is with regards to water.
Oh, you know, there's no words to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
Reason why. I'm not trying to say my age. I'm 71.
Okay.
I've retired,
mm-hmm.
and I'm at home for the last 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've stayed in Coronationville for 71 years.
Mm.
We've never experienced this, really. Canelo, the sad part is that us old people need to get up or we lay and wait when the water's going to go on. It can be some 12, 1, 2 in the morning.
Mm.
In order for you to do your washing, maybe there's all dishes that you need to do. So you're up and about at that time.
Hmm.
And if you're happy enough, or if you're happy and you're lucky, then the water can go on for 3 to 4 hours.
Hmm.
And by 5, 6 o'clock, the water is gone.
Hmm.
Completely.
And this has been ongoing for how long, Lolly?
Well, if I remember well, if my memory serves me correctly,
mm.
the last year we had this problem. They had a big meeting at the Coronationville Hall where the mayor was there, Michael's son was there, and they were then going to sort out this problem. They were going to then start with a new project and things would be better. Since then, it's an on and off thing.
Hmm.
It's never been fixed.
Have you escalated this and how have you escalated it, Lolly?
We escalated it with our counsellor.
Mm.
Can I mention
the
party's name?
Yes.
It's the ward of the DA.
Mm.
So our counsellor is Genevieve Sherman.
Mm.
So, I had a good relationship with her, and I would escalate it to her and ask her, what's happening now? Why is the water not on? And then it would come back, you know, we're still working on this big project. And my question to her was, hello, for how long is this going to go on? So, this last week was worse.
Mm.
Reason why? Since Saturday morning, the water went off. It never went on during the night like it would all the time.
Yes.
So Saturday, Sunday, Monday, no water.
Hmm. Have you even are they sending water tankers? Is anybody telling you why?
That's the problem also, Canelo. I need to sometimes phone her and say to her, why is there no water tank?
Mm.
Trucks around. Why? Sometimes water trucks is at a point. How do we get there? How many times have I asked to send them to our street so we can fold the buckets?
Mm.
And it didn't happen every day. It did not.
Hmm. What are they saying is the problem?
This is what they're saying. We belong to, because I asked her the question, are we on a grid? What certain entities now we belong to the H1 grid, apparently so. And they have a problem with that. For it can't come through to our area.
Hmm. When was the last time you had water, Lolly?
If I say every day, the last time we really have had for the whole day.
Yes.
3 to 2 weeks, say a month, 2 months.
And the water that's no longer coming at night, when was the last time you had water at all?
And believe it or not, last night,
mm-hmm.
it probably did go on during the night while you're sleeping. So the next morning you wake up, you go to the toilet, you see the system is full. So now you must know the water was running during the night. So at about 7 o'clock, when the water finished.
So what happened today? Do you know? You know what started the chaos amongst the residents and the police?
I think the people are fed up.
Mm.
They've had enough. Mm. Because there's nobody, there's no counselor helping. Mm. You know, Camilla, I have to make a point.
Yeah.
We are next to an informal settlement
mm.
called Slovo.
Mm-hmm.
That divides a street away from Coronationville to the informal settlement.
Yes.
The informal settlement people has got running water. We don't have, and that I couldn't understand.
Where's the water from?
That I've asked her on many occasions. How is it? How come a street away from the informal settlement has got the water, and we don't.
And where do they? Is there a tap? Are there taps there?
There's taps. Taps was put in.
Oh. Wow.
You know, Canelo, I sat down and I thought about this. So when the people go over there to go and take water, they're nasty, and they'll say, no, 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 you can't have any more of the water. This is our water. Whereas we are paying for our water. I sat down and I thought, you know what's going to happen eventually? It'll be a bloodbath. Because of the people that is so frustrated. It's not fair. Honestly speaking, it's not fair.
I really thank you for talking to us, Lolly, because we will get to the bottom of what exactly is going on there. But we wanted to hear from you as a resident what your experience has been.
Well, what happened was today, you know, they done the protest yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was a very peaceful
mm-hmm.
protest.
Mm-hmm.
Then they started again today.
Mm-hmm.
And Brink Floyd, I think it's from Johannesburg Water, was interviewed on TV as well. And he promised the people that Johannesburg Water is looking at the situation. So give us 3 days and then we have running water.
All right, we'll follow up on that. Thank you. I really appreciate you talking to us. Lolly Williams is a Coronationville resident. I want to quickly go to Jonathan Thompson, who is a resident in Melville. Thanks, Jonathan, for your patience. Good evening and welcome.
Hi, Camilla, and good evening to you and to your listeners.
Jonathan, tell us about your experience in Melville.
Okay, so I serve on the Ward 87 Ward Committee, which is right next door to Ward 69, where Lolly and many other residents live.
Yes.
The situation has been dire. On the 17th of November, Rand Watson City Power did electrical maintenance and upgrades at Akenhof substation, which supplies Akenhof booster pump station, which is where Commando system gets its main water from.
Mm.
That in turn pumps to Hurstdeal 1, which covers Westbury, Coronation, Rivalea, Hurstdeal 2, Melville, and a vast majority of other areas.
Mm.
Both Hurstdeal 1 and 2 are very fragile in the Commando system. There's a joke that goes around, if someone sneezes too hard at Joburg Water, the water will go off.
Mm.
And the communication that Joburg Water puts out is so bare that, like, for instance, the water came back, it was stable on Hurstville 2. It was okay for a while on Hurstville 1. Then it just nosedived. It took a dip. Over the last couple of communications that Joburg Water has sent out to affected residents, they say in their statements, low inflow. What is the cause of the low inflow? This is what residents would like to know. Is it a pump that failed? Is it drained water? Is it a valve that's not operating properly? Residents, businesses, old age homes, students even that are writing exams at school are so badly affected because, like Lolly said, the water will come back for a very short period of time, and residents are hopeful that it will stay on so that you can continue with your life. Students can have hygiene at the school. Businesses can function in their kitchens to make sure that the hygiene levels are kept up to standard. Residents can live a normal life. But in the last, let's say, 7 days, both Hurstville 1 and 2 have been so bad, and all Joburg Water says is, no, it's low-incoming supply. I even went on Twitter and asked, what is the reason? The councillors of affected wards 69, 87, and 88, and the various other affected wards, these councillors are pushing continuously, asking. Majority of the time they met with silence. Nobody responds. And it's becoming so infuriating for residents because, again, today there was water in Melville, Greenside, Richmond, Emerentia for a couple of hours. Then it's off. Yesterday, Joburg Water put out a statement saying Rainwater is going to supply the commando system with an extra 100 megalitres and in the evening another 100 megalitres. Normally in the past, this would work. Nothing has worked. Residents actually went to protest today. Residents are tired. Joburg Water needs to come to the plate. Floyd Brink, that was at the meeting, from what I heard from Lolly and what I've seen on the various news channels, residents cannot wait another 3 days. Why should they wait another 3 days? Why not action something immediately from the city of Joburg and all the responsible parties and people?
And can I just make sure, Jonathan, that I understand, as we speak right now, you don't have water?
Yes. So Melville, so the current affected areas is Westbury, Coronation, Melville, Richmond, Greenside, Emerentia, a small part of Parktown. It's plus minus 30, 40, 50,000 residents that are sitting without water.
Sure. Jonathan Thompson is a Melville resident. Nicole van Dijk is a DA Joburg Schroeder MMC of Infrastructure, Environment and Environment Services. I really appreciate you talking to us, and thank you so much for your patience and for your time. Nicole?
Oh, no. Well, thank you for the opportunity. We heard that there's going to be a chance to, you know, to have a discussion around this, and I just think more comments that we can get out the better.
Tell me, Nicole, how do you understand, you know, what do you understand to be the problem?
So that's, you know, that's the crux of the question, is we feel like we're getting half-truths. Half-truths from Rand Water and half-truths from Joburg Water. Just as your previous guest highlighted, and I must say that's a very well-informed resident. He's basically done my job for me. That doesn't often happen. But essentially, Rand Water has said that they are pumping this additional 200 megalitres. That's an astronomical amount of water. That's what they say. Now, Hurstville is one of the most, in terms of its topography, it's quite central and it does sit quite high. And there's no pump to pump the water up. It's gravity fed. Now, Hurstville 1 and 2, there's supposed to be two reservoirs. One is down because it's broken at the 5-meter line, and another one can only fill up to about a 40% capacity because it's broken at the 45-meter line. Those are two major cracks. So they can never fill up those reservoirs as they need to be. But with that 200 megalitres, residents should have started seeing some kind of relief by now. This is what we're hearing from other water experts that are independent. And what's not happening. I mean, this morning at around 4 or 5 p.m., residents had a bit of water. The one of the reservoirs was showing at 0.4. It didn't even get to a meter. So obviously that water just completely disappeared. And I think one of the worst things is when residents think they're getting water back like they did this morning, and then it got taken away from them again.
And Nicole, I mean, you're a shadow MMC. You know, internally, what are you hearing? What's the problem?
Joburg Water are just saying exactly that. They're not getting enough info. They're giving these very vague reports. And that's why I say this is a game of half-truths. I'm not quite sure if Joburg Water is trying to protect Rand Water or if Rand Water is not telling Joburg Water everything. But if we were to get 200 additional megalitres, there should have been a much better recovery on the Hirschell system. And it wasn't. And they shut off flows to other major networks to start building the system overnight to help the commando system recover. So the commando system is on the Rand Water side. And that just hasn't happened. And in order to, we have been pushing so hard for answers. I can literally show you WhatsApp groups if it were possible. Where councillors, there are 5 wards that are affected, including an ANC councillor who has no water in his ward, and he is just as fed up as the DA council. So like we said this morning, this is not a political issue. It's residents not getting water, and that's just the bottom line. Hmm. And Joburg Water is not communicating. They are completely vague in their report. All they're saying is, we have a plan, we're going to attempt it tonight, and if it doesn't work, we'll go back to the drawing board. You need to tell residents what the plans are. Have you actually brought in any independent engineers? I know Anthony Turton, who is a water professor, has offered his services to the city should they require it. And we are not taking him up on that. And that is immensely frustrating. And then on the side of Rand Water, Rand Water refuses point blank to engage councillors. They say Joburg Water is their customer, and we as councillors and residents are Joburg Water's customer. So they don't have to talk to us. But there is no evidence that Rand Water is pumping at capacity. And what Joburg Water needs to do here, they need to put in their own measurement tool at the various points to be able to be able to physically see is what pressure the bar is coming in at. So you've got 10 bars, 12 bars, however much it needs to come in at. Then they can see it. But there's no evidence at this point that we are getting what we're supposed to be getting.
Sure. Well, we'll definitely follow up on this, because it's not good enough that we're not getting the responses. And we've always heard of these tensions. And every time we ask, you know, Rand Water and Joburg Water, you know, why communication is so bad, they always deny it. But Nicole, thanks for clarifying it as well as you have. And we'll definitely follow up on what exactly the issue is. Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to say one more thing. We've spoken to the minister, the minister of water and sanitation at national government, asked the question. And she got the same response the councillors got, which is just that there was this power outage, they switched off the system, and now the system's struggling to recover. That was the response given to our MPs who were asking questions. So even someone as senior, the most senior politician within the water department, is getting bad answers. So if she's getting that, it makes it so much harder for us as councillors, because she should be able to say this is a pathetic response. Go more in depth. Give me the technical answers. And what are your plans from A to Z that are going to get this right? Because commando has been a problem for over a year now. And everybody's just been watching. And we got told we were going to have one of the worst summers of our lives in terms of heat. And here it is. We are seeing it, and I don't disagree with that resident just before the previous one. This is going to end badly in violence, because you're taking the most basic right away from residents.
Yeah, Nicole van Dyk, thank you so much for, as I said, you know, for giving us this perspective. She's a DA Joburg Shadow MMC of Environment and Infrastructure Services.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.